Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Evan Rochester, who will be conducting the National Symphony Orchestra Wednesday night at the Kennedy Center for a special concert to celebrate Pope Francis' arrival in D.C. Evan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason.
Now, do you know, how did this whole idea come about? I mean, you guys knew the Pope was coming, so how did you get together with the Kennedy Center and say, hey, we gotta do a concert here?
I know that the Kennedy Center very much wanted to participate in the special energy surrounding the Pope's visit, and this is actually this is an official event as part of his visit to D.C. While he won't be attending, a special message is going to be read by Cardinal Wuerl, and I think it's a wonderful way for the arts to speak to many of the special parts of his agenda, including peace and youth and the environment.
How do the arts play into that? I mean, in a sense, are the arts, whether it's music, film, television, whatever art, how are the arts specially equipped to spread those peaceful messages in a way that maybe other avenues couldn't?
Well, I believe that music is perhaps the most contemplative of all the art forms, because it takes place in live time, and yet at the same time, it can take you out of real time. And so in that sense, particularly, I think many pieces of music and several of the ones that we've chosen can deliver a peaceful message better than perhaps any other art form. The piece by Mahler, which was arranged by, it's unique in that it was composed by Gustav Mahler, but also arranged by the great British composer Benjamin Britten, was specifically thought by Mahler to be addressing the immediate forest environment around him. And as we know that the Pope's agenda very much includes speaking out on behalf of the environment, I think that's a very appropriate selection as well.
Nice. Yeah, so the Britten piece you just mentioned, it's called What the Wild Flowers Tell Me. You said it's adapting from Mahler's Symphony No. 3. What are some of the other musical selections that you guys have? I know you have Mozart and a couple others, right?
Yes, we have a suite of Mozart, the first piece of which is called the Exultate Jubilate, simply on a Latin text, celebrating to the glory of God. That will be sung by Ariana Ware, and it's very appropriate. And that will also finish with Alleluia. So that is actual religious music written by Mozart.
Awesome.
The National Orchestra of Uruguay will be performing the Liber Tango. And so that's a very, it's actually the National Youth Orchestra. And they happen to be in town, so it was very fortunate that they'll be joining us, as the Pope's message is also very much about inclusion and promotion of rights and wonderful things for youth. So we're so happy that they'll be joining us as well. There's a special energy that you get when a youth orchestra is on stage, and I think that will be a very unique part of the evening.
Yeah, it looks like from the looks of the lineup and a lot of the people that are taking place that youth is going to be a big theme of the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. There is also a piano prodigy who is a jazz piano prodigy. That's an even rarer type of prodigy, named Jose Andre Montaño, and he'll be joining us and playing something. I believe that he's a only 10-year-old boy, and he is disabled, but he talks about how music is his life, and he really comes to life when he plays. Then there'll also be a young poet named Hannah Smallwood. So it's very exciting that joining the National Symphony will be at least three different groups of young people celebrating the music and the Pope's message as well.
That's awesome. And we're also going to have a little bit of a Hollywood star there too, right? Isn't Eva Longoria going to take part?
That's right. I'm very excited about that. She will be, participating not so much for her celebrity, but because she represents and fights on behalf of disabled people very much. It's a very important part of her work. So I think that's very special that she'll be taking part.
Sounds like a nice variety of and all ages and walks of life too that are going to be participating in this thing. It sounds
Absolutely. Sounds like a great event.
And just remind our listeners, you know, they're hearing this and they're like, man, that sounds like I want to go. Remind them how they can go. It's free to the public, but you need tickets, right?
That's absolutely right, Jason. It's free, and the concert is taking place on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. The tickets are available starting at 6 p.m., but I advise you to line up ahead of time, because I'm sure as many of the Pope's events are going to be this week, it will be very, very popular and very, very well attended.
And leave your house to head to the Kennedy Center early, too, because of all the road closures and everything.
Exactly.
Well, just before we wrap up, just tell me personally, I know this is all about the Pope, but personally, what's it going to be like knowing that you're up there, you know, conducting something on such a momentous occasion? I mean, this is the Pope's first, and a very influential Pope at that, his first visit to D.C. How cool is it to be a part of that?
I was extremely honored to be asked by both the Kennedy Center and the National Symphony Orchestra to conduct this program, to appear in the nation's capital with the nation's orchestra in honor of the Pope is just a huge honor. I actually am quite touched by it, and the music that they've selected to perform has very special meaning, and I think it all ties in beautifully. I think as these events go, this will be an extremely special one.
And what separates Pope Francis maybe from past leaders? What makes him sort of the guy for these times? What makes him so unique as a Pope?
That's a fantastic question. And the thing that strikes me so much about his papacy is the immediacy and the immediate change that he's created, so that all of us, even those of us who are not Catholic, are affected immediately by the statements that he's making, and he's making immediate change in the world. I think that there's, certainly in my lifetime, and I know in my parents' lifetime, there's never been a Pope who was truly a world leader like this. So I think that not only that inspires people all over the world, that inspires world leaders everywhere, and it just creates a special type of energy.
For sure. And if our listeners hear this and they show up and are sitting there in the Kennedy Center in the concert hall and the music starts playing, describe what it's gonna feel like for them sitting there. Is it gonna be sort of a spiritual experience there?
Well, I would hope that it's a very communal experience, that when music is played live by musicians as accomplished as the National Symphony, there is an incredible sense of community and unique energy that only happens when people are gathered together. And I think that that's something that is tied into religion, is tied into a dynamic leader like the Pope. And I would hope that people truly enjoy that.
Well, all right, Evan, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on WTOP. I think I read you're sticking around in town even after the Pope event, right? You have something going on this weekend?
That's correct. I'm conducting at the Washington National Opera. We opened this past weekend at the Kennedy Center with Bizet's masterpiece Carmen. And we have a run through October 4th for a total of 12 shows. And there are 10 left. So that is a fantastic other event that's going on at the Kennedy Center. It's really incredible to see how many wonderful, diverse events that our nation's arts center produces. And I feel very, very lucky to be taking part in two of them this week.
Well, we're lucky to have you guys. So it goes both ways. Evan Rogerster, thanks so much for taking the time to come on WTOP, and we'll see you at the Pope event and then maybe even at Carmen.
Thank you so much, Jason.
All right, bye.
Bye.